Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good morning. It's 8:50. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. In the news this morning, the U.S. trade deficit widened slightly in January, as a rise in imports of oil and other foreign goods offset a solid increase in exports. The trade deficit increased to $39.1 billion, up 0.3% from December's revised $39 billion deficit, the Commerce Department reported today. Exports climbed 0.6% to $192.8 billion. That's led by an increased sales of U.S.-made machinery, aircraft, and medical equipment. Imports also rose 0.6%. up to $231.6 million, reflecting a 9% jump in imports of petroleum. Imports of food and machinery also rose. And the trade deficit is the difference between imports and exports. A higher trade deficit acts as a drag on economic growth because it means U.S. companies are making less overseas than their foreign competitors are earning in U.S. sales. In a bit, we will get an analysis of how the markets are doing with Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Right now, we'll look at weather for the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Temperatures across the Midwest are showing additional warming here this morning, but a cold air mass will be moving through the upper parts of the region will drop those temperatures later today with some brisk northerly winds as well. The heart of the Midwest, though, has got light and variable winds here this morning. There's even some fog that developed across portions of Illinois, Indiana, and some neighboring states. It's mostly fair in Michigan and parts of Ohio where the temperatures are a little bit cooler. Some of the temperatures in Michigan this morning were in single digits and teens, but temperatures in most of the lower parts of the Midwest were running mostly in the 20s with some lower 30s. It was also very warm in the upper parts of the Midwest this morning from portions of Nebraska into Minnesota and Wisconsin where 20s and 30s were common. But there's also a northerly breeze blowing across parts of the Dakotas into parts of western Minnesota and northern sections of Nebraska this morning, and that was bringing in colder air that will dominate the rest of the day today. So we will see cooling temperatures occurring across the upper parts of the Midwest while the lower Midwest experiences one more day of relatively warmish conditions, and we'll expect that to still help in melting some of the snow that remains out there. The temperatures this afternoon will be in the 40s and some 50s in the lower parts of the Midwest, whereas most temperatures across the upper Midwest will be 20s and 30s primarily. Tomorrow afternoon we'll see 20s and 30s again occurring across many areas in the Midwest. Some of the warm weather in the south will finally begin to abate. We'll see 40s occurring north of the Ohio River and south of the Great Lakes region. We'll probably have a few lower 50s in Kentucky. But again, the Great Lakes region itself will probably see temperatures mostly upper 20s, lower 30s tomorrow. So move into Sunday, kind of a ditto for most of the northern parts of the Midwest. We'll see some 30s there, but we'll start to warm up from west to east. It's going to get downright hot in portions of the Central Plains for a brief period Sunday and Monday. Temperatures getting into the 60s and 70s in hard red winter wheat country. Even some lower 80s will occur across parts of the region. That will stimulate a quick rise in soil temperatures and perhaps help to start working against some of that frost that's built up across some of that region. Some of the warmth out there in the plains will work its way into the Midwest, mostly into the central and southern areas. We'll probably see the warmest conditions occurring Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures will reach up into the 50s and 60s across the lower portions of the Midwest. The upper areas will probably see temperatures mostly 30s and 40s, and it will be a good opportunity, though, for melting snow in many areas. That will be the end of the warmth, though. A northwesterly flow pattern will begin again a little bit later next week and will prevail on out into the second week of the two-week outlook. There'll be shots of colder air coming with that northwest flow aloft, and we'll likely see the temperatures cooling down so that the averages will be below normal once again. The precipitation prospects for the majority of the Midwest are still not all that impressive. A couple of weak disturbances will come across the region, producing a little bit of very light wintry mixes of precipitation types, but I don't think we'll see much in the way of meaningful precipitation. This first disturbance is that cold air mass coming into the northern areas today. It'll probably stimulate a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe a couple tenths of an inch of moisture for portions of the Midwest, most of which will occur as snow or a little bit of a wintry mix. The precipitation will last only a few hours and be gone. We'll expect that to be followed by another surface high pressure system that will set the stage for the warm-up that occurs late in the weekend and early part of next week, with the next opportunity for precipitation coming as that warmth breaks down, and that will take place as we move from early to midweek next week. That precipitation event again will produce only a light amount of moisture with a wintry mix of precipitation types expected once again. As far as the next major storm system is concerned for the Midwest, I don't see one for a while. Perhaps as we move into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, we might start to stimulate a little more activity in the atmosphere. But for the next week to maybe 10 days, we won't see a major storm system for the majority of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials is at 16,450, 455, S&P 1877.88, that's up, and the NASDAQ 43,33.71, it's down 18 points. Now let's look at the current tick for winter wheat. For March, it's 716, that's up 9 and 3 quarters. May, 721 and 3 quarters, up 8 and a half. March wheat, 647 and a half, up 6. May, 653 and 3 quarters, that's up 7 and 3 quarters. March corn, 490 and a quarter, up 4 and a half. May, 496, up 5. July corn, 499 and a half, that's up 4 and a half. September corn, 491 and 3 quarters, up 1 and a quarter. December, 489 and 3 quarters, that's up a quarter. March beans, 1449, up 11 and a half. May, 1449 and a half, up 11 and a half. July, 1417 and three quarters, up 8 and a quarter. August, 1365 and a quarter, up 7. And September beans, 1257 and a quarter, up 6. March bean meal, 462.60, up 420. May, 455.60, up 470. March bean oil, 44.45, up 18. And May bean oil, 44.41, that's down 8. Hundredths of a point. April live cattle, 143.37 and a half, up 22 and a half. June, 135.67 and a half, up 20. March feeder cattle, 171.40, unchanged. April, 173.15, up 35. April lean hogs, 113.65, up 125. May, 117.50, up 65. Joining me now on the phones to talk about the markets, it's Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill. Hello, Bill?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What are you seeing in some of the numbers? We got a lot of up in the beans and slightly down a bit in the corn, not so much right now.
Yeah, I think we had some very firm numbers overnight, and as we came into the 8:30 reopen, I think we did see some cash grain being sold here this morning, probably as the elevators open back up, and that's kind of kept a little bit of a lid maybe on the corn side of things, actually seeing these corn down just a fraction now. So I think I would expect today to see some firmer markets going through the day, but don't be surprised to maybe see some profit taking as we get through, maybe hit some certain numbers in that. And, we got a USDA report out on Monday. And we also have the Ukraine situation that could, I think you could see some position taking going into the weekend with the uncertainty that Ukraine situation brings.
And just now, a few minutes ago, Drew Lerner in his weather report talked about upper portions of the Midwest, still a little cooler, and then obviously much warmer today. We have reached 50 degrees, so what is the weather impacting things?
Well, I think it is warming up, which I guess everybody would expect. But Drew had a real good piece that he put out as far as the frost in the ground and how that maybe has kept some of the moisture that we've gotten from actually having an effect on a lot of the fields. I think that's a factor. We still have some dry areas in the western part of our state all the way out through the western Corn Belt. So I think the next 30 days here, I see this market being very choppy up and down going into that March 31st USDA report where we get our expected acres and the stocks on hand.
Anything else that we should be aware of this morning? What else are you looking out for?
No, I think just we're up here on the corn at December corn. If it gets up in that 490s area towards the $5 mark, I think there's definitely some resistance there, and there will be some selling that comes into the market at that point.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you,
Jeff. Have a good weekend. Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Now we'll take a look at the current tick. Once again, winter wheat for March 7.15 3/4. That's up 9.5. May 7.22 up 8 3/4. March wheat 6.47 1/2 up 6. And May is 6.54 3/4. That's up 8 3/4. March corn 4.88 1/2. We're getting up to that close to 490, as Bill mentioned. March corn 48.5 up 2 3/4. May 495 1/4 up 4 1/4. In July 498 3/4 up 3 1/4. March beans 14.48 1/4 up 10 3/4. May 14.48 3/4 up 10 3/4. And July 14.15 1/4. That's up 5 1/2. And looking out to August 13.62 3/4 up 4 1/2. March bean meal 462.60 up 4.20. March bean oil 44.45 up 18. And April live cattle 143.27 1/2. That's up 12 1/2. As mentioned a moment ago, with warmer temperatures, we have a high around 50 degrees today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, the low around 30. Right now, 37 on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.